32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome to this product description for the 32GI race range. I'm David Katz, Mr. Active, talking to 32GI director and nutrition expert, Mark Wolf. Mark, tell us more about the 32GI G-Shot.
Dave, the G-Shot is very different from your normal caffeine dispensing products. Caffeine is very much in demand when it comes to endurance sports, and we do know that there are benefits behind caffeine. I'll touch on that in a separate podcast, in actual fact. But the content of this gel is really a really trace amount of a syrup base, which has got virtually no calories to it, and then we use liquid guarana as opposed to caffeine anhydrous in order to be able to provide the caffeine. The biggest question is, why do we use guarana as opposed to caffeine? And the simple answer to that is that there are a large number of athletes that are intolerant to caffeine. We've seen stomach issues, maybe from a point of view of acidity, but the intolerance to caffeine anhydrous, we've noticed quite a bit in the industry. And with liquid guarana, interestingly enough, the enzymes of liquid guarana are actually quite easy on the digestive system. In actual fact, the digestive enzymes of guarana are actually used to treat diarrhea in some in homeopathic fields. So we utilize this, and also because it's a liquid and it's quite a small amount that comes into the mouth, a large portion of it is actually absorbed through the mouth as opposed to the digestive tracts in the stomach. So again, you're taking away the possible impact of gastrointestinal distress or some discomfort because of the consumption of that caffeine. The reason we separate caffeine as well from calorie intake is that we believe that you should be measuring your caffeine intake at least on an hourly basis during an event and only utilizing the caffeine when required. With many products, when caffeine is mixed into the calorie intake, basically what happens is that an athlete is not able to really, really accurately measure his calorie intake or the amount of carbs he wants to take into per hour based on the amount of caffeine he wants. And there can be some confusion. Sometimes it causes an overload, and this is why we keep it separate. The 32GI G-Shot is, of course, also GMO-free. It's gluten-free. It's sweet-free, dairy-free. It's obviously a vegan product again. Our entire range is vegan. We like to keep our products as clean as possible. We use no artificial sweeteners. There's definitely no color in there, and it's actually very nicely and naturally espresso-flavored.
Well, Mark, I think that separation is a brilliant and an absolute must. Looking now at the packaging, when it comes to the G-Shot, you utilize the same special snap packaging that you would use with the gels.
Yeah, so we spoke quite in depth about the snap packaging when we discussed the gel. Again, we find that it's a very small and convenient package to be utilized for this particular product, especially because the amount of product that needs to be consumed is very small. We've gone with a much smaller packaging, but again, it's a snap packaging, one-handed and open, and it's so tiny that you could actually carry them in your wallet if you wanted to get just a wake-up effect during the day. And during a sporting event, it's also very, very easy to carry.
Well, Mark, you mentioned taking the caffeine intake out of your carbohydrate intake. So how would you use the G-Shot in particular?
There are a number of ways of using the G-Shot. Definitely pre-event. We know that consuming caffeine pre-event can help free up a lot of free fatty acids, which will become available for energy much later. So I would recommend at least 60 minutes before the onset of the event so that the caffeine is properly metabolized in the system to get the desired effect. Secondly, during the event, caffeine can be utilized. Again, if you are not caffeine intolerant, in other words, you drink and consume a large amount of caffeine, consuming during an event is really, really going to be very difficult to give you that wake-up effect. And that's where caffeine is used. It's really a wake-up effect. So it's desired to obviously reduce your caffeine intake prior to an event, or at least a couple of weeks prior to an event, in order to maximize the benefits of caffeine consumption during an event. And then the only other way is during the day. If you want some mental focus, the nice thing about the G-Shot is that it does not create a big rise and drop In energy levels or mental focus is actually quite stable. It's very pleasant. Of course, don't consume it before you go to sleep at night, but generally during the day, it does help with mental focus.
Now, Mark, the G-Shot, it falls within your race range?
It does fall within our race range, and it's actually an interesting question because our race range definitely is more for high-intensity exercise, and we use more sort of blood sugar spiking products in that range. But the G-Shot doesn't spike your blood sugar because it's so low in calorie. There's hardly any calories in the G-Shot at all. But we just felt that it's suitable to the race range because caffeine is quite is utilized for racing. Generally, it's not utilized all the time for training, and this is why it fits into this particular range.
Well, sounds like a fantastic product. For more information or to read up on 32GI's sports nutrition philosophy, ethics, or full product range, go to 32GI.com. If you have any questions relating to the products or nutrition, you can email coach@32GI.com.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.